This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello, AppleVis. Welcome to another demonstration. This is Calvin. Today, I would like to show users some of the new features and changes in Mac OS High Sierra with VoiceOver. The new feature that I will be showing you today is dual language support. This feature has been requested several times by users. I've been waiting for this feature since a very long time, since I'm using multiple languages, English and Arabic. I will be using a MacBook Pro running macOS 10.13.1 for this demonstration. First of all, let's take a look at the changes. To switch between voices or change voice rate and voice pitch, you'll have to hold VO Command Shift with the arrow keys. I'll do that now.
Voice Alex English. Alex Compact English.
Here are a list of voices.
Daniel English.
Okay, I'll go back.
Alex Compact English. Alex English. Automatically select based on language. Rate 45%.
The rate.
Pitch 50%.
Pitch.
Volume 100%.
And the volume.
Intonation 50%.
Intonation.
Voice automatically select based on language.
Okay, so now I'll ask Siri to open accessibility. Open accessibility.
Application. System preferences. Accessibility.
It's from the system preferences.
You are currently on a toolbar.
We are now in accessibility.
Accessibility features table.
Okay.
General. Selected. You are currently.
We have general.
To enter this table, press control.
I'll interact with this table. So there are several changes now.
In accessibility features table. General. Selected. General. Row 2 of 18. Kept navigation.
Okay, so I'll go to speech.
Vision. VoiceOver. Zoom. Display. Speech. You are
okay.
Currently on a cell.
I'll stop interacting.
To out of accessibility features table. System voice. You are
we have
on a
system
element.
Voice. We can customize voices from here now.
Alex, system voice.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to customize voices for Arabic language.
Toolbar. System voice. Alex, system voice. Pop-up button.
Okay, I'll double tap here.
To display
or
options.
Hit VO space.
Space. Menu 27 items. Checkmark. Alex. Navigation.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'll hit the letter C.
Customize ellipsis.
You for customize voices.
To choose this menu, press custom, select voices. Search. You are
okay,
text
so
field.
I can search for a voice or I can interact with the table here.
Scroll area.
Or with a scroll area and select
scroll
a voice.
Area. Voices, table, no selection.
I'll hit the letter M.
Magic, check checkbox, upgrade to enhanced quality, check checkbox.
Okay, it will upgrade to the enhanced quality.
Out of voices, table.
I stopped interacting.
Voices, table. Out of play, button. Cancel, button.
We can play the voice.
Play, button.
Button.
This is the Arabic voice. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open VoiceOver Utilities.
Sir.
Open VoiceOver Utility.
VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility. Window. Utility categories, table. General.
Okay, so
keyboard focus. You are currently on a table.
VoiceOver Utility is independent since before. It's a separate application, I can say. So I'll interact with the table.
In utility categories, table, general. Selected.
Okay, and
general,
and then I'm gonna select
kept navigation.
Speech.
Robust speech. Navigation. Speech.
Okay, we are in speech.
You are currently
now.
On a cell. Out of utility categories, table.
In speech we have
voices. Selected tab.
Voices.
Your pronunciation tab 202.
As before.
You are mute speech. Uncheck checkbox.
You can mute speech from
you
here.
Activities scroll area.
Okay, the activities is actually it's just here in macOS High Sierra.
Add language button.
So I will add a language now from here.
Button. Remove selected language help button. Remove add language button.
Okay, I'll add a language. I'll hit VO space.
Press add language button. You are currently cancel, add, default, add, can't choose language to add, table, no selection.
Okay, we may add more than one language, by the way. I need only Arabic for now.
Can't choose language to add, and choose language to add, table, Arabic, Arabic letter Aleph.
I'll hit enter after adding the Arabic.
Add language button.
Arabic has been added. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to interact with the
activities scroll area.
With the scroll area, the activities scroll area.
In activities scroll area, two items, default. Customize language list table no select.
Okay, customizing language list is from here.
In English.
In the English, I'll change the voice because there will be no auto switching if I didn't change the voice. Alex does not do the job correctly.
Voice Alex voice pop up button.
Okay, I'll change the voice from the pop up. After hitting the right arrow, I'll hit VO space.
Menu 43 items checkmark Alex. Alex compact thread. Customize ellipse. Customize app checkmark English Victoria. Samantha compact.
Okay, I'll use the Samantha compact for now.
Samantha comp language English.
In the English language, I'm using Samantha, as you can hear now.
Language specific configurations. Arabic.
For the Arabic, I can choose another voice from here.
Voice. Tarot voice pop-up button.
We have three voices. We have
menu 43 items.
We have Tarot.
Checkmark. Tarot.
We have
Tarot compact.
Tarot compact.
You are currently.
It's the compact version of the voice. We have Majid.
Mage compact.
The one I just.
You are currently on a menu.
The one I just downloaded. We have another third voice called Layla.
Layla. You are.
Okay, if you use another synthesizers like Acapella TTS, you'll find them here as well. So for now, I'll use Tarot.
Check mark. Tarot. Tarot compact. Press Tarot compact.
Okay, I selected the Tarot compact. Now what I'll do is I'm going to open Safari. I'll ask Siri to do that for me. Open Safari.
Safari. Favorites. Window. Toolbar.
Okay, so now I'll open a website, a company's website here in the UAE. It's called Natic Technologies.
Open location.
I'll type it.
I-Q, on period on C, over N, on N. Selected, closing menu, toolbar, vertical line, web content.
The same problem appears in the iPhone when you're using the Alex voice, by the way. I just wanted to mention this for users who are suffering from dual language support or auto switching.
Vertical line, web content.
Link. Okay.
And this.
Now.
You're currently on a link.
Now the website here is showing me in Arabic. Login.
Heading level 1-2 items. Link.
And not this.
Headings.
And you here we can hear we can see here a description about the website.
First, heading level 2. Link.
أجازت اليوم الوطني لدولة الإمارات وذكرى المولد النبوي الشريف.
Okay, so what it says here that today is a holiday.
أصدقائي ناطق الكرام.
Heading level 2.
تحياتنا لكم.
Greetings from Alnatic Technologies.
Heading level 1.
عملا بالمرسوم الصادر بخصوص أجازة اليوم الوطني لدولة الإمارات وذكرى المولد النبوي الشريف فسوف تكون مكاتب ناطق في أجازة بدء من صباح غدا الخميس وحتى مساء يوم سبت القادم.
Okay.
استأنف العمل كالمعتاد صباح الأحد الواقع في ثالث من ديسمبر.
I'll pause the speech. It's saying that today it will be a holiday based on the UAE National Day. Auto switching is working perfectly now on macOS 10. Now if you want to change voice over router, you can use VO command with up or down.
Heading level 2. Heading level 1.
Left or right.
Form controls.
To change
you
the rotor.
Web spots.
I'll close this website.
Close window. Voice over utility. Window. Tarot compact voice pop-up button. Column 2. Row 4 pop-up button cell.
I'll switch back to my favorite voice, which is Alex, by holding command VO shift down arrow.
Voice. Automatically select based on
Alex English.
Okay, so this concludes today's demonstration. I hope you have enjoyed listening to this podcast. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.